Well, Father, I truly do thank you and I praise you. And everybody in this room gives you all honor and all glory. We thank you, Father God, that you're here constantly with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us, and your presence is so strong, and that you are doing a mighty work in each and every one of our lives, bringing us to that place of extreme love that you can use us to go forth and save a lost and a dying generation. And Father, right now, as we sit here tonight, all those who come out to sit in your presence are hungry, they're thirsty. I'm asking, Father God, that you touch them in a special, different way, and they will leave here different than when they came. And Father, I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You know, even though the churches are open, as I go by, the churches are still closed. And I can't understand how that comes about. You know, when this all started, God said to me, do not close this church at all. So we never closed the church down. We just abided by what they asked us to do. But now, since the churches are open, I don't know if that one song we were singing was the praise and worship in the actual church service with nobody in it, or if they were just doing that song, recording it there. But I was thinking, how sad, God, to see all those empty seats, that the people are sitting home, and a lot of people are falling away from the Father right now through all this, because they're believing the lie that you're better off if you stay home than if you go into the house of God. Because the word tells us, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And I can't assemble with you if I'm 30 miles away from you. I really can't. I want to see your little face. Don't you? I want to see your bodies. I want to feel that the presence of God coming off of you, just so we can all be in that atmosphere of the heavenly realm. But, you know, God is God and he's done his part. Now we have to do ours. How many's praying for the President of the United States, President Donald Trump? I don't want to hear you calling him Trump. I don't like that. It is President Donald Trump. I've heard you call other presidents by their full name, and they really didn't deserve the title. And that's a fact over the years. I've lived longer than most of you have. And we need to start giving this president the honor that he deserves. I would not want to sit in his chair. I would not. If you think that you get offended, what do you think that man goes through day in and day out, 24/7 sometimes? If you want to be in God's perfect will, then you'll be praying for those in over you, right? In authority over you. That's what the word tells me anyhow. Okay, since I got that off my chest, I guess God wanted to say that because I wasn't thinking about it. You know, whenever you're in a twit, you call and say, please pray for me. But when the President of the United States is in a twit, you say, well, he deserves it. You know, and that's not right. So anyhow, you reap what you sow. Golden rain. Let's go to Psalm 68, verse 7. Oh God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, then it says Selah, which means think about this. The earth shook. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. It says, when he walked, rain dropped. God wants each one of us in here this night that when we walk, the golden rain of God drops off of us and starts healing the land, healing the people around about us. We don't have to go up and touch people. Just be so filled full of the golden rain of God. Just your presence walking through a room will heal the people. That is possible. That is totally possible. And if you think it's not possible, it's because you're not walking in the Spirit like you ought, and you're trying to do the works and not allowing God to work, use you to work through. All right. God spoke to us a while back and told us he was sending his rain, his liquid golden rain. When God's liquid golden rain came, it not only brought a confirmation of your inheritance, but it also brought refreshing. Didn't it? Don't lie. So he really did bring that rain to us. It not only brought a confirmation of your inheritance, but it also brought refreshing. Was you refreshed? And then you forgot about it. Or you didn't get refreshed. Now, we need to think now here, okay? If we're going to be vessels, I'm telling you, I've walked this walk since 1978. If you're going to be a vessel that God's going to work through, you have to be totally, completely immersed in God, period. You know, everybody's out there saying, oh, and the word says this, you know, any believer can, but any believer, you have to believe that Jesus is, you have to believe in everything he wrote in his word. Believer doesn't mean just, and a believer just saw somebody come in and said, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior and go sit down and keep on sinning. That's not a believer. When I first was born again, I've always gone to church, but after I was born again, then I understood there was a difference of always going to church and being born again. Haven't, didn't you? I mean, anybody can go to church, but you have to be born again. And then when you're born again, then you have to start living the way the Word of God tells you to live. And I'm going to tell you that when I was born again, I felt the Spirit of God, and I never felt it before. I started hearing God's voice, even though I heard God's voice before, I never knew what it was, so I paid no attention to it. But then I realized this was my Father speaking to me, and he was trying to direct my footsteps. Now, if you're not believing that God wants to speak to you and direct your footsteps, then you still have a problem. You really do. You still have a problem. You're not supposed to get up out of bed and determine how you're going to talk to somebody. When you, just if you get up, then somebody comes up in your face. You're not supposed, the Bible says, don't think about what you're going to say. He will speak, the Holy Spirit will speak through you no matter what you come in contact with. But see, we in our little pea brains that are already pre-programmed, well, they get up in my face and say, what I'm going to do, right? And that's not the way we should be. If you're full of that liquid rain that God dropped on us a while back, then you're going to allow God to totally and completely use you. All right, I'll just use this as an example, and this is the truth. You know, something will happen in the churches. All right, we're going to have a meeting. I don't ask God. And so then, you know, we set up a meeting. And then God will say to me, did I tell you to have a meeting? Did you ask me if you should have a meeting? I said, no. He said, then drop the meeting. You don't need this meeting. You only know half truth. And I want to tell you the whole truth before you have a meeting. Now, how many of you have done that? All right, you know, in your family, things go wrong. All right, we're going to have a family gathering, and I'm going to tell you what's upsetting me. And then you make the problem worse. Because you should have just let it alone and given it to God and let God take care of it. How many of you sit in your room? Well, I'm just going to, when I see them, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and you're just going to rip them apart. But when they walk into your presence, you walk up to them, and, oh, I love you, I missed you, and that you're not putting on an act, but this is a God working in you. He's not allowing you to do this, 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 and this because they're already messed up and you'll just mess them up all the more. Now, if you're one that you say, this is what I'm going to say when I confront them and I'm going to do this, 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 and then you do it, you don't have the liquid golden rain of God in you and your flesh is still wanting to satisfy itself. God said that he would vindicate us, right? But I know a lot of you in here vindicate your own self. You're going to let everybody know you're the boss. I wanted to go into Redner's this afternoon because I had to get some milk for the baby. And I got over there, and he said, I really don't want to go in there. I said, Joe, he said, no, my belly hurts, and I just want to get something to eat and go home and lay down. I said, all right. Then I was pulled out of the parking lot, and he said, but then you are the boss, so if you want to go in, I'll go in with you no matter how much my belly hurts. It's too late. We already went by that. But he said, well, you are the boss, and I'm not. So he knows who the boss is. But we don't know who the boss is over us. God is our boss. And we should be allowing him to lead, guide, and direct us. All right? I know some of you right now, you're if you have shoes on, your feet are, your shoes are really tight. Because a shoe is fitting. Right? All right. God spoke to us a while back and told us he was sending his rain, his liquid golden rain. When God's liquid golden rain came, it not only brought a confirmation of your inheritance, but also brought refreshing. Now, when you are walking in the spiritual rain that comes from the presence of God, you are walking under an open heaven. And remember, God told us that we're walking under an open heaven, but how many of us put two and two together? When you agree with God to walk under his liquid golden rain, then he will open the heavens over you, and you're going to receive all that heaven has for you. All right, this simply means that you are walking in the presence of the King of Kings, and there is no restriction between you and him. When you're walking under an open heaven, it simply means there is no you're walking in the presence of the King of Kings, and there is no restriction between you and him. So if you walk under an open heaven, that means the king's light will overshadow you. Now, let's just stop there. God had told us that the heavens were open over us right here in this church. He told us that. So that means that no matter what you have need of, God is going to supply it, you know, if it's according to God's will for your life. And that means that whatever you pray is going to happen. Because when you walk under an open heaven, God just blesses and blesses and blesses and blesses. All right. Now let's talk about the latter rain. God also told us that he was sending the latter rain down upon us. And Joel 2:23 says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully and will and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. So we read in the Psalms 68, where when God walks, the rain falls. So I would say that whenever we need the rain, God gets up and he does a little walk in front of his throne and causes that rain to fall down upon us. If we're walking under an open heaven, which we are, then all he has to do is stand, maybe just stomp his foot. Alan needs a good refreshing right now, my liquid gold rain, so I'm going to stomp my foot and send it down to him. You see what I'm saying? How many of you know that there's many, many times you need a refreshing rain from heaven to be poured down upon you? We all know that we do. And if you don't know that you do, then you're living in some other time zone. Because without God's liquid rain refreshing you, you're not going to make it. Proverbs 16:15 says, in the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. In the light of the king's face. So if we're walking with the Father, in the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. Now the light from God's face releases his life, but it also releases his favor. And Proverbs 16:15 tells us God's favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. So favor is described as spiritual rain. Each one of you sitting in here tonight, you have the right to say to God, God, please send down fresh new rain upon me. Because right now I'm thirsty and I'm dry. And I need you to rain upon me. One time when I was really going through a really, really bad time in my life, God told me to go out on my porch, and I did. And there was dew there, and it was only on me and on the patio where I was standing. And I said, God, what is this? And he said, this is the dew of Hermon that I'm putting upon you. And see, after that experience that night, the thing I was going through didn't mean anything to me. It did not, even though it continued, it did not touch me. I was just full of joy because God had refreshed me, because he knew that I was going under at that point. Okay? Your Father will do for you what you need done in your life when you need it. And I'm hearing God say, he can make you walk in continual joy. And that joy will sustain you through anything that you go through. All right? So if you feel depressed and down, you need to say, God, I need you to refresh my joy. I need that joy unspeakable and full of glory to be poured out upon me right now so I can go through this. Yesterday or the day before, I felt very sad. In fact, I sat and I cried, and I knew it wasn't me, but I just felt very sad and very lonely. And so I said, Father, I don't know who this is, but you do, and I'm asking you to pour your spirit out upon them to refresh them and bring them forth. And then God gave me, let me know who it was and what they were going through. But because I prayed and asked God to refresh them, they were going under. The load had gotten too heavy. Then the load was lifted and they could go on. And even though the load was still there, it wasn't as heavy as it was before. Are you understanding this? Like Paul, I was telling Aaron before service, Paul was complaining about the thorn in the flesh. And God said, you don't worry about that thorn in the flesh. You just do my work that I'm calling you forth to do. And so the thorn in the flesh was somebody harassing him. And so Paul continued to do God's work, even though the person was still there harassing him. And then one day Paul looked and the person was gone. When Paul took his eyes off of the person or the thorn in the flesh and did God's work, then God just took care of that thing that was testing him. Are you understanding this? But as long as you keep your eyes on the problem, God can't do anything with it. You have to give the problem to God, like God told Paul, give it to me, and you go on to do what I'm calling you forth to do. See, we all think God will immediately remove the problem, but that doesn't happen. We're always tested and tried. Through every test, we're strengthened. Well, I think God put out a word for the day that you aren't passing the test because you don't know the tester, right? I think that's how it went, something like that. All right, Joel 2:23 says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Then Joel 2:24 says, the threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. All right, what does the latter rain release? It releases a harvest of wheat, new wine, and fresh oil. We just read that, right? New wine, fresh oil. Not old wine, not stale oil, but new and fresh. He told us that he was taking everything old out of us, and he was going to replace it with everything new, that we were not going to carry any of the old baggage into this new season. Now, either you allowed God to take the old so he could replace it with the new, or you held on to the old and you're still holding on to it. And you're not getting through your walk with God the way you ought because you didn't allow him to take the old. It's hard sometimes. All right, let's just say you're praying for a loved one and they're still not saved. And God says, give that loved one to me and you walk on. And you don't want that loved one to die and go to hell. And it's really hard to say, God, they are yours, and then walk on. It's hard to do that. But until we do that, we're not going anywhere. You have to give that person, whatever, to God and let God take care of them. And sometimes when you see what they're doing, you'll sit and cry. Oh, this is what I do. You know, I sit and cry. And then I say, God, please, whatever you do, don't let them go to hell. And then I say, they're yours, they're in your hands. But I just want to add this little touch here. Please don't let them be totally lost. You see that? All right, harvest of wheat, new wine, and fresh oil. So we see here that God's refreshing rains produce wheat, which symbolizes the harvest of souls, and also that it causes new wine and oil to flow. The outpouring of harvest rain also brings restoration. In Joel 2:25, and see, we're in Joel right now. God is restoring everything that the palmer and the cankerworm has stolen if we will allow God to restore. I'm hearing God say the darkness is running rampant, but his power has more power than the darkness, and he can cause that darkness to cease, you know, over your loved ones, over your church, over your business, whatever it is where the darkness is flowing. God's power is stronger than any darkness, and God can make it stop. How many of you know in your own life you think sometimes it's never going to straighten out, that it's always going to be a mess? But see, then you have to say, no, Father God, it's not. It is not always going to be a mess. You are working in this. God always told me, I say, God, do you really understand what I'm going through? And he would always say, I'm working behind the scenes. And eventually that thing would straighten out because it's all right, God, I don't see a thing you're doing because you are working behind the scenes. So I have to totally and completely trust you and do the things you're calling me for to do and walk in nothing but pure faith. And it's hard, and I'm working with somebody right now, it's really whenever devastation is right there in their face, being kicked out the street is right there in their face, and it's really hard for me to say you have to have faith. And so I quit saying that because they can't do that. I just keep reassuring them that God will show up and God will bless them no matter what the devil's trying to do. Then I just quietly pray God increase their faith. Because it's hard when you're facing all this darkness and all this, you know, desolate stuff. And somebody said, well, you just increase your faith. Well, you know what? It just doesn't work like that. They need you to say, I really understand where you're at. They need you to put your arms around about them and say, we'll make you through this thing together. I'm here for you. I'm praying for you. And you're not going to fall. Right? They don't need to be slapped in the face. They're already slapped. They don't need to be kicked. They're already down. They don't need to be kicked. We need to have love and compassion for them. And this is what has happened to the body of Christ. We've lost love and compassion. We lack that so bad. And we have to get love and compassion back and grace so we can help the ones that are desolate. How many people do you think now are out there desolate? After everything just came down. There's more out there now than there was before. And they're going to need the church more than ever. You see, we're going to have to be in the right place with God so that the enemy doesn't take us out and that we can help those that are down and out. Is that where I'm at? Joel 2:25 said, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. God promised us right here that he was going to restore all things. And he's been talking about restoring all things for a couple of years now. And I'm hearing God say, we are in a place right now to be blessed beyond measure. If we will just quit relying on our own perceptions and rely on the Father, he is going to bless us beyond measure. All right? And you know, how many of you sitting here, every time God says everything's going to be all right, everything gets worse. You know, it just seems to turn around and get worse, doesn't it? You get all excited because God said everything's under control, everything's going to be just fine. Then all of a sudden, there goes the rug, totally pulled out from underneath your feet, and you're saying, "But God," you know, I try not to say that word, but. You know how you say, "I love you, but," when somebody's being bad, I try not to say that about anything. I don't want to put the "but" in there because it sounds to me like a lack of faith. All right? I mean, that's how I feel about it. So God's spiritual rain not only brings a harvest of wheat or souls, but it also gives us spiritual new wine and oil. And you really don't want to miss out on that. His new wine of the Spirit will make you so happy that you can hardly stand it. I'm waiting for that day when I'm so happy I can't hardly stand it. Aren't you? I'm waiting for that day that joy overflows so much that I can just dance a jig and carry on and even my house is burning down. Right? Come on. You know, God's trying to take us to that place. Paul was in prison, beaten, and he was just rejoicing his head off. If we're even smacked, we get all excited about it and get upset, right? The oil represents a precious anointing of the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God. The oil represents the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God. The seeds of His Word may lie dormant in you for years. Your God has spoken something to you, and the seed's there, all right? But as the Lord begins to rain on those seeds, He causes a fruit to come forth from your life. I don't know how many of you, but I've God spoken things over me, let's say, for 10 years. They never come to pass, and all of a sudden, well, they were in full bloom. So God tells you what He's going to do with you to encourage you and so that you'll keep your faith and you can move on and knowing that God is working and what He has spoken is surely going to come to pass. Another key passage about God's harvest showers is found in Psalm 65, 9 through 13. You can read that at home, Psalm 65, 9 through 13. And Psalm 65, 13 tells us that harvest rains brings joy, singing, and celebration. Why? Because it releases new wine. Well, before we do praise and worship, we're going to read Psalm 65 and 13. Because it says harvest rain brings joy, singing, and celebration. And we're going to ask God to anoint the tambourines, all right, so that they're celebrating all in one tune. Just depends on where you're sitting, what the tambourine sounds like. It doesn't matter. The Word of God says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All right? And if I'm going to complain about that, I need to get a tambourine and play it in tune, right? And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying we need to celebrate no matter how we do it. Amen? Just celebrate God. You all should really want to celebrate God after being locked down. You know, and you couldn't be with people and, you know, and this and that and the other. And you're just sitting in your home. It didn't matter to me because that's where I was at anyhow before everything happened. But still in all, why would you want to be by yourself like that? Why don't you want to fellowship with the saints? Why don't you want to dance and rejoice and celebrate? See, I mean, when we come into the house of God, why do we come here if it's not to really have the joy of the Lord emanate from us? I just wish I could go up and shout and dance like I used to. I loved it. I really did love it. You know, God saying His Son's blood is so precious. And if we just ask, that blood will be poured out upon us. And all things will truly become new. And the old will pass away. Amen. When you think about in that context, when Jesus was on the cross, and that blood ran down Calvary's hill, that took care of the devil, and all things became new on that day. All right. When you are so saturated with his new wine, you won't be able to help but speak of his loving kindness every time you open your mouth. Isn't that right, Barbara? She does that every time she opens her mouth. Sometimes she opens it too wide. But still in all, every time she opens her mouth, she speaks about the loving kindness of God. All right. It's because she's getting saturated with the new wine and she can't get enough of God. Now, when God poured out his showers of liquid golden rain from heaven over our lives, he did a new thing in and through us. Supposedly. God is doing refreshing about, he wants to refresh your memory about this also, that he did this to you and he did a new thing through you. Some of us have forgotten that, right? Sometimes you, I can tell where you're at because I can feel you in the spirit realm. And I say, God, just give them a swift kick. You know, because I can feel your attitudes. I can, you know, feel your discouragement. And God, you did a new thing in us. And because you did a new thing in us, we're special. You know, we're special. And we shouldn't be going around all gloom, doom, and despair. We really shouldn't. Isaiah 42:9 says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. How many of you in here know that God has already spoken to you and told you what's going to be going on in your life, and you're trying to bring it to pass right now? It doesn't work like that. If it did, we'd have the glory so hard in here and so strong in here that we wouldn't be able to walk through the door. With all the praying I do about that. See, and God told me one time, you can't force me to bring my glory. I'm going to bring it when I'm ready to bring it. So why are you trying to force God to do the things he told you he's going to do in your life? See, you have some growing up to do in the Lord. You know, and God doesn't want us to go out there and be chopped down by the enemy. He, first of all, he tells you what he's going to do in your life. And then he grows you up. And then he puts you in that position, because once he grows you up, then the devil can't tear you down. Are you hearing this? When God offered us liquid golden rains, he offered us rains that will bring the 100-fold harvest of his word spoken over our lives. The 100-fold that he spoke. Words about the past, the present, and the future for your family, your ministry, and your nation. And I noticed that there for a fashion, when God was speaking about he was going to return it, he would say 1,000-fold. Remember that? He bypassed 100 and he went to 1,000-fold. And how many of us really believe that God is going to do that? 1,000-fold harvest of whatever he promised us about ourselves. All right? Get ready to go to a new level of walking more deeply with God. Spirit to spirit, deep to deep, and let him refresh you now with his rain. Get ready to go to a new, now he told us back then, but he's also telling us today, now he's taking us to a new level. We're going deeper into him, and it's going to be spirit to spirit and deep to deep. You know, whenever God says, deep is calling unto deep, I searched that out. I mean, I knew what it meant for me, and I searched it out. It's saying it says about God brings all the, he brings all your enemies to you to cleanse you and everything. And that is true. But really, when God says deep is calling unto deep, it means God is calling, who is deep is calling unto, into the very deepest part of your spirit, man. And he's calling you into the deepness of him. All right. And really, truly, when you go into the deepness of God, that's a powerful place to be. And God can show you all kind of things when you're walking in the deepness of the Father. I don't know about you, but I don't like shallow water. I don't like water over my head either because I drowned 3 times. But still in all, in the spirit realm, I want to be drowned in his spirit. And I want it to be constantly deep under deep. I want God to be able to come to me in any given time and speak to me about anything trusting and knowing that I will understand and I will do what he's asked me to do. Deep is calling unto deep. We have enough shallow Christians. We need Christians who are walking in the deepness of who he is. All right, I said get ready to go to a new level of walking more deeply with God, spirit to spirit, deep to deep, and let him refresh you now with his rain, knowing that he who made and formed you will establish you in your destiny and calling. All right, let's go back spirit to spirit. It's been quite a few years now where God said it's no longer religion. Spirit is calling to spirit, and it's only spirit to spirit. No more religion and spirit, but spirit to spirit. If you're not walking in the spirit, then God can't use you. All right? And I'm sorry that some people don't understand. No, I'm not sorry you don't understand that. Because, see, that means you're not walking in the deepness of God, or you wouldn't argue that. You would get in the Word and you would see where God talks about that constantly. Now, right now, just stretch forth your hands toward heaven and say, Lord, thank you for your liquid golden rain. Let it rain down on me again. Let it pour over me. I want a downpour of that liquid golden rain. Father God, pour it down right now. Now I can literally see the liquid golden rain coming down upon you. I want you to receive it. And I want you to walk it. Never lose it again. Walk in it. And allow it to be such a downpour that no matter where you go, your shadow will heal the sick. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. And God is telling me to tell you that as you're receiving this downpour of liquid golden rain, you're going to find out you have no more lack. Because God's going to supply all that you have need of. Let it pour. Just let it pour. Let it pour. It's still, this whole room really is gold right now. His presence is so awesome right now. Just bask in that. God is saying some of you really are carrying some heavy burdens right now. Let him wash away those heavy burdens as that liquid golden rain falls upon you right now. Let it totally and completely consume you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. With this rain, God wants you to bask in the loveliness of God. Right now, as God's been pouring that liquid golden rain on you, we've been given unlimited access to the throne of our King. From today on, we need to go boldly before his throne. Boldly before his throne. But we must also become awakened to the fullness of our blessing of living in a place of constant, continuous fellowship with him who sits upon the throne. Constant, continuous fellowship with the Father. This rain that you're receiving right now is going to give you the power and the authority that you have been needing to stay in fellowship with the Father.